This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A decade-long UN arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets has apparently expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday heralded the end of the arms embargo, a momentous day for the international community, and defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. The Trump administration, meanwhile, has insisted it's reinvoked all U.N. sanctions on Iran via a clause in the nuclear deal it withdrew from in 2018. But that's a claim ignored by the rest of the world. It's not clear what weapons Iran could buy, though, as it still faces crushing American sanctions. The streets of Paris in 8 cities in France emptied on Saturday night as people were trying to stay home. The move is to stem a second wave of coronavirus that caused a record daily number of infections in the country. French President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered nightly curfews in cities where the coronavirus was the most active. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging Germans to come together like they did in the spring to slow the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
New restrictions have gone into effect in several European nations in an effort to staunch the resurgence of the pandemic, the German Chancellor saying difficult months are ahead. How the winter will be, how our Christmas will be, will depend on everyone's behaviour, she says. While in Paris and 8 other French cities, restaurants, bars, movie theatres and other establishments were being forced to close no later than 9 p.m. to try to reduce contact between people. The country is deploying 12,000 extra police officers to enforce the new rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.